I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, September 8. Coming up, Foreign Affairs Ministry addressing the deportation of 42 Jamaicans from the United Kingdom, two additional cruise ship vessels to home port in Montego Bay, and Health Ministry releases Zika virus update. The details after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
Now the news. The government is moving to reassure members of the public that it is responding to the deportation of 42 Jamaicans from the United Kingdom on Wednesday. A press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade stated that the ministry is in contact with both the Jamaican High Commission in London as well as the Ministry of National Security to address any issues which might arise for its attention. The release also states that although the appointment of a new Jamaican High Commissioner has not yet been finalized, the staff of the High Commission, including the acting High Commissioner, is aware of the circumstances surrounding the deportations. The staff will make themselves available to advise members of the diaspora in the United Kingdom about any appropriate actions which can be taken regarding the deported individuals. Meanwhile, a release from the Ministry of National Security issued Thursday outlined that all 42 individuals were duly processed at the Jamaica Constabulary Force Mobile Reserve and a case manager has been assigned to assist in their reintegration. The reintegration process includes making contact with potential local support as well as overseas family members. Statistics from the Ministry of Health as of September 2 show that there have been 7,078 notifications of the Zika virus, with over 5,000 classified as suspected cases. The ministry says the parishes most affected by the mosquito-borne illness are St. James, Trelawney, and St. Anne. Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine had the highest number of reported cases, and St. James and St. Anne recorded the greatest number of suspected cases for the two-week period August 7 to 20. There were also 572 notifications of Zika virus infections in pregnant women, while 501 were classified as suspected Zika cases. Currently, there are 92 laboratory confirmed cases of the Zika virus, and of that number, 35 are pregnant women. Pregnant women are particularly vulnerable to Zika, as the virus can cause complications for the unborn baby, such as microcephaly, which leads to babies being born with small heads and incomplete brain development. Guillain-Barré syndrome, also associated with the Zika virus, affects adults and can cause paralysis. Two additional cruise ships are expected to begin home porting in Montego Bay for the winter tourist season, which begins in December. This will bring to seven the number of vessels with their home dock in the second city. Vice President of Cruise Shipping and Marine Operations at the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ William Tatham, says St. James should reap significant benefits from this increase.
Traditionally, our ports have sat empty on the weekend, so this is an opportunity where now all of a sudden we're going to have a home port on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. When a port of call comes in, the passengers get off, they go out on a tour, and then they come back and they do a little shopping and so on and so forth, and that's it. Whereas the home porting, there's a lot of ground transportation taken because people are flying in. There's a number of airlines or charters that are going to be coming in to feed the ship. So there's those added jobs that are happening at the airport to be able to manage that side of it.
Mr. Tatham says the city has been preparing for the increased activities for some time, assuring that all will be in place when the deal is finalized. And Minister of Education Senator Ruel Reid has cited the importance of technology in ensuring effective management and delivery of educational services. Senator Reid was addressing the launch of Educate Jamaica online recruitment services in Kingston earlier this week. Educate Jamaica provides a database of carefully screened employees for schools, such as principals, teachers, and staff at all levels of the system.
The business of education is a very serious one. And so I endorse this service initiative, and particularly where technology is concerned, for us to be able to find the best talents that we need in our classrooms. Because frankly, this is what we're going to have to use to leverage our economy and how we empower our people in Jamaica to use technology to earn for themselves and help the economy to grow.
Senator Reid is encouraging more Jamaicans to come up with business ideas that meet particular needs and benefit the economy. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuy James-Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.